Proclamation number 0323 of 6th of March, 1938. Humanity's need. Warnings and admonition to accept God's word. Your will is enough to enter my kingdom. When you pray, you are with me and I am in you. Because my whole being overflows into your spirit to strengthen your spiritual power so that nothing hinders you to accept what my will is. A small proof of this is that you are completely filled with me as long as you send your thoughts to me, and in this short time of your prayer your spirit revives in you still incomprehensible fullness, but not recognizable by your earthly body. Innumerable threads go to all the spirit beings that effectively support you and satisfy your desire for spiritual food and strengthening by carrying out my assignment and satisfying your hunger. My dear child, your spiritual work will have an infinitely delighting effect in the hereafter. Do not abandon it. That I may once receive you and bring you from earthly life to me, in which need and danger mankind is at present, is apparent to only a very few of you. A recognition of the time in the whole extent would leave you frightened, because it now concerns everything. Regarding the existence or passing of your own life, it concerns spiritual life or death. It concerns your soul. Instead you chase after worldly pleasures and get caught more and more in the pitfalls of the adversary. So you only need the pleasures of this world to be happy on earth. But woe betide you if you recognize the wretchedness of your spirit and if you have nothing with which you can cover your spiritual nakedness. How shall I receive you into my kingdom? You who appear imperfect before me and have done nothing on earth to be worthy of the reward for eternity. It will cause you unspeakable agonies. You have to look back on the uselessly spent time on earth and are then in great emotional distress. Have understanding, before it is too late. My warnings reach you again and again and again, but you do not want to hear me and remain blind to my signs. So listen to the servants I am sending to you, let them speak and pay attention to their words. If they touch your heart, my breath will touch your breath, for they are my words that my servants communicate to you in my name. And when you then accept my word, then you are helped. Then my power has imperceptibly passed over into you, and it will have an effect in you until the end of your days. Because my word will not pass away into all eternity. Amen.